Chapter 2. The Creation. The Father and the Son began the mighty, wonderful work they had planned of creating the world. The earth came forth from the hand of the Creator astonishingly beautiful. There were mountains and hills and plains, interspersed with rivers and bodies of water. The earth was not one extensive plain, but the sameness of the scenery was broken by hills and mountains, not high and ragged as they are now, but regular and beautiful in shape. The bare high rocks were never visible on them, but lay beneath the surface, like bones to the earth. The waters were evenly dispersed. The hills, mountains, and very beautiful plains were adorned with plants and flowers and tall, majestic trees of every description, which were many times larger and much more beautiful than trees are today. The air was pure and healthful, and the earth seemed like a noble palace. Angels saw this and rejoiced at the wonderful, beautiful works of God. After they created the earth and the animals on it, the Father and Son carried out their intention, planned before the fall of Satan, to make human beings in their own image. They had worked together in the creation of the earth and every living thing upon it. And now God said to his Son, "Let us make man in our image." As Adam came forth from the hand of his Creator, he was of noble height and beautiful symmetry. His features were perfect and beautiful. His complexion was neither white nor pale, but ruddy, glowing with the rich tint of health. Eve was not quite as tall as Adam. Her head reached a little above his shoulders. She too was noble, perfect in symmetry, and very beautiful. This chapter is based on Genesis 1. Although God had made everything in the perfection of beauty, and the earth seemed to lack nothing to make Adam and Eve happy, yet God expressed his great love to them by planting a garden especially for them. They would spend a portion of their time in the pleasant work of tending the garden, and a portion visiting with angels, listening to their instruction, and in happy reflection. Their labor was not tiring, but enjoyable and invigorating. This beautiful garden was to be their home. In this garden, the Lord placed trees of every kind for usefulness and beauty. There were trees heavy with luxuriant fruit, rich in fragrance, beautiful to the eye and pleasant to the taste, which God designed to be food for the holy pair. There were the lovely vines growing upright, laden with their burden of fruit. It was the happy work of Adam and Eve to form beautiful shady arches from the branches of the vine and train them, forming dwellings of nature's beautiful, living trees and foliage, bearing their fragrant fruit. The earth was wrapped in beautiful, living green, while thousands of fragrant flowers of every variety and color sprang up around Adam and Eve in rich profusion. Everything was tastefully and gloriously arranged. In the middle of the garden stood the tree of life, its glory greater than all other trees. Its fruit would keep them alive forever. The leaves contained healing properties. Adam and Eve in Eden. The holy pair were very happy in Eden. God gave them unlimited control over every living thing. The lion and the lamb played peacefully and harmlessly around them, or slept at their feet. Birds of every color and kind of plumage flitted among the trees and flowers and around Adam and Eve, while their mellow-toned music echoed among the trees in sweet harmony as they sang the praises of their Creator. Adam and Eve were charmed with the beauties of their Eden home. They were delighted with the little songbirds around them, wearing their bright yet graceful plumage and warbling out their happy, cheerful music. The holy pair united with them and raised their voices in harmonious songs of love, praise, and adoration to the Father and his Son for the evidences of love that surrounded them. They recognized the order and harmony of creation, which demonstrated wisdom and knowledge that were infinite. They were always discovering some new beauty and additional glory of their Eden home, which filled their hearts with deeper love and brought from their lips expressions of gratitude and reverence to their Creator.